Well, hi, how are you all today?
Oh, good. Oh, there's more people coming. Oh, good. Wow. Hello. There's something a little bit new that I'd like to start today. That it may take us a while to get through it all. So, you know, we'll take it in little pieces. But I'd like to teach you a little bit about church. How many of you came to church today? Excellent. Some of you guys didn't come to church today, I see. That's okay. Oh, good. Oh, you did come to church today. I'm glad. Well, oh, that's true. All of you came to church today. That's true. But I want to ask you a question. Does anybody know? Now, if you were here, a couple of you were here at the last service, too. Yes, you were. A couple of you were here at the last service, too. So if you were here at the last service, don't answer this question. But for the rest of you, and that's most of you, here's my question for you. Who knows what we call this room that we're sitting in right now? What did you say? A chapel? That's close. It's not. We could call this a chapel. That's not the answer I'm looking for. You said cemetery, which is not quite it, but it's very close. No. It's very close. The word that I'm looking for sounds very much like that. So you're very close. Yes.
Sanctuary. Is it sanctuary?
It is sanctuary, which sounds very much like the word you said. So you're very good. The word is sanctuary. And that's what we call. Let's walk around the sanctuary. Will you guys walk with me? We're going to walk around the sanctuary. Good. Do you guys mind if we walk around a bit? Good. So we're going to walk around the sanctuary. Of course, we have all the pews where the people are sitting, and we have the center aisle. This room back here is not part of the sanctuary. There's a little chapel back there. So here we are in the sanctuary. We can go around this way behind Bruce, and here's all the sound equipment. This is where Steve and others sort of run all the sound and some of our microphones. And then you see the lights in the ceiling, and there's you can see the light coming in from the window, and we're coming by these windows. This is the sanctuary, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what is a sanctuary. And as we come back up, I want you all to come up all the way up to this top level, and we can stand right here in front of the communion table. I call this a communion table. We'll talk more about that another day. But all the way up here, a long time ago, thank you for the hug, a long time ago, people used to call this space that we're on up here, all the way at the top where the communion table is, people used to call this the sanctuary, instead of the whole room. Now, does anybody know what the word sanctuary means? I know you guys do, but you guys were here last service. Do you know what sanctuary means?
It means the place where you worship God.
The place where you worship God. That's an excellent answer. It's not quite the answer I'm looking for. You were here last service, too, but you're the only hand. Oh, Su Yen, do you know Su Yen? Do you know? A safe place, yes. Is that what you were going to say, too? Yes. It means a safe place. Did you know a long, 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 like hundreds of years ago, a long time ago, if somebody was being chased because maybe they owed somebody money or something like that, they could come to the sanctuary and they would be safe. Nobody could get them on the sanctuary. Now, we don't really do that today, right? If we owe somebody money, whether we're standing up here or not, we're going to have to pay them back. But if you think about this whole room as the sanctuary, if we think about this whole room as a sanctuary, can we think about this whole room as a safe place? I think that we can think about it as a safe place in terms of a safe place to learn new things. Sometimes we want to feel safe to learn new things. We want to feel safe to ask questions. We want to feel safe to say, wow, I just really don't understand. Do you understand how it might be good to have a safe place to do those things? And that's what this place is about. It's a safe place for us to be, to maybe doubt, to maybe ask some hard questions, okay? And this is a safe place for those things, okay? So, do you have a question? Good. Yes, what's your question? This is a safe place for questions.
So, like, with the Greeks, they have, like, their little temple, like, the god statues. And
then, sure. Let's all sit down. Okay, here we come. So this is a good question about in ancient Greek times, where people would go to the temple and pray to their particular god, their particular, the representation, the statue of their particular god. in Christianity, we borrowed things from various other traditions. Now, I don't know that we particularly borrowed the idea of a temple from Greek tradition. We would more likely say we borrowed the tradition of a central place of worship more from the Jewish tradition. Which predates which, I'm not sure. Most, I think, would say that the Jewish tradition predates the Greek tradition, but I don't know. But does that help answer your question? That's an excellent question. And I want to tell you guys something, and this is something that I told all those people before, but if we're up here in children's time and things like that, and you all have a question, please feel free to ask. This is a safe place. And if I can't answer your question right there, I'll tell you, hey, we can't answer it right here, but we might find another time to answer that question, okay? But I want you to always feel free to ask questions. What if stuff starts falling in the sanctuary? Then we'll have to figure out a safe place to be from the stuff that's falling. I'm talking about safety in more of a sense of our ideas and our faith. Yep. But we have a great group of people called the trustees who are going to help make sure that this building, this physical building, is a safe place. So they're going to do a good job at that. Right, trustees? All right, good. Now, all right, here we go. Here we go. Now we're going to pray, and if you remember, the way I like to do it is I like to say it, and for you all to repeat after me, and you all can join in too.
Okay.
Dear God, thanks for giving us a safe place to be. A safe place to learn. A safe place to ask questions. A safe place to be your children. Thank you, God. Amen.